Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the LA area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for those calling from everywhere else, including the beautiful and slightly damp Bay Area, the number is toll-free 877-697-9725. If you're near a computer, you can log into our chat room where producer Kina is hanging out and ready to forward your questions over to me. And we are also going to be taking calls in, so if you have a question or comment on the topic or maybe on another topic that you figure is related, then let me know. So today we're going to be talking about blessed bummers. And the quote that I decided to open up with, life is what happens when you're making other plans. And it really is an interesting phenomenon when we're faced with the idea that at some point we have to deal with the fact that life as we planned it doesn't manifest the way that we were really hoping that it would or that we were planning on. It's how do we find balance when the path to the happily ever after develops a sinkhole? And that could be something big like, divorce. It could be a death of someone significant in your life. It could be losing a job. It could be losing a home. A lot of folks are out there going through a lot of these things and sometimes stacked on top of one another. When we become attached to, okay, I paid my dues, I did the right thing, I played by the rules, and it didn't come through for me. And that can be a really, really, really hard thing to deal with. That can go into a place of really creating a downward spiral for yourself. One of the tricky pieces is to be able to step away from that moment and still be able to find something good. Even if there's nothing good about that moment, to be able to look ahead and say, okay, it's not what I hoped it would be, but it's not so bad. And there's a way that I can turn this into something that is really good for myself. So when we look at those things that are the bummers, and believe me, I understand that they do not feel blessed at the time. It is really hard when you cannot see through it, when you're in that dark and stinky and there doesn't seem to be a really good way out and no good options to help you. One of the first things that is a possibility that you could do is just in that moment, just look at the situation as it is. Not with the story of all of the bad stuff you think that can happen as a result of it, but looking at something just for what it is. Let's say you're in a situation where you're going to be leaving your home, you know, through either, you know, a loan modification that didn't work out or foreclosure or whatever. The reality of that moment is that you will no longer be living in that home. And that can be a tough one depending on how long you've been in that home. And it is really tough to be able to look at anything optimistic about that. But if you look at it just for what it is, that you will literally no longer be living in that home, then the possibilities open up for what you can do by being able to tap into the resources around you, by putting it out there. And it is hard to put out there. And it is difficult to, you know, get past the stories you tell yourself about, you know, the silly things like failure and guilt and shame and all of those things. And I shouldn't say it's silly, because when you're in it, it's tough. When you're in it, it really is difficult to see past it. And it's not impossible. Difficult does not mean impossible. And there's a universe of possibilities out there. And the reason that I chose, you know, the idea of, you know, that the home was going to be lost is that I am going through that. I'm going to be short selling the home that I grew up in. And going into that place of looking at it as a grieving process, you know, there's the stages of grief. And, you know, when we look at them, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. Any major thing we go through is going to involve all of those. And when you're going through something like this, as I am, as many millions of people are and have been over the last several years, when you look at that, you need to add among those stages the stage of guilt. Because I think that's important. It's important to look at that for what it is. You know, how do you feel in that moment? How does that affect you? And how can you move past it? If it's not acknowledged, you can't move past it. If you cannot bring yourself to really look at how something is affecting you, and it doesn't matter if it's, if you feel it's justified or not, or if people tell you that it's not, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's not really that. You don't have anything to feel bad about, and da-da-da-da, and all those things. If you feel you have something to feel bad about, look at it. Don't gloss over the hard parts of dealing with something just because they're unpleasant. And I know it's not pleasant. And when you gloss over those parts, you miss out on the pieces that will get you to acceptance faster. Recently, I heard something that I thought was probably one of the saddest things that I have heard. And it was the idea that not everybody reaches acceptance. And my first feeling in that was that it just made me tremendously sad. And I had to really step out of that, because it was a judgment. Whether or not someone reaches acceptance is a judgment, because, you know, it's like, well, we want everybody to reach acceptance. We want, you know, especially when we care about people, we want them to go to that place of being in balance and being okay. I mean, because that's the bottom line. We want to be okay. We want our loved ones to be okay. And to think that someone could be stuck not making it through that process and not reaching acceptance, I mean, that just breaks my heart. And it's a matter of choice. If somebody chooses not to take the entire path and to just kind of stay in part of it, that is what they choose. And for some reason, that's where they're at. And that has to be honored. We each have to be able to go through those processes in a way that lets us get to our final destination, whatever we decide that destination is, in a way that allows us to be balanced and allows us to be okay. When I look at the process that I've been going through, you know, regarding, okay, where am I in those stages of grief? And it was a while. This has been a long process. And any of you out there who has been through this knows it is a long, drawn-out process. And by taking each of those steps and going through them and, you know, hitting denial. Oh, I hit denial hard. It was, no, this is not happening, no. And then I had to really work with myself to calm down. And it's like, okay, what exactly does this whole process mean? Because that's an important question. What do these hard times mean? Well, basically it means whatever meaning we give it. It is about thinking what the judgment and attachment that we have with it. My attachment is not to the house, it's to the stories that I attach to it. And we need to think about what is it that we're losing, whether we're losing a job, whether we're losing a car, whether we're losing a home, whether we're losing a relationship. Let's keep clear on what it is that we're attached to. Am I attached to that person, or am I attached to the story that I've attached to that person? Is it that I felt I was owed a happily ever after? Is that the reason why I'm upset? It's not necessarily that person I want, but I want what they represent. It's not this home that I want, but I want what it represented. And being able to reach a place where it's okay to let it go. And what does that mean? What does it mean to let go of not just the thing, but of the attachment that goes with it? And for me personally, it means freedom. It means being able to move forward, knowing that I don't really have a whole lot of choice in the end result happening, but I can choose how I manage it. I can choose how it lives within me. I can choose whether or not this is going to bring me closer to the people around me or create more distance. Sometimes when these changes start up, it creates a sequence of changes in our lives. Maybe people who have been in your life, you know, are no longer a part of your life. Maybe the routines that you've been attached to need to change, need to shift. Being able to adapt and move forward allows us to be able to ultimately reach that place of acceptance. Now, understand, acceptance does not mean that you're okay with it. It does not mean, oh, tra-la-la-la-la, I lost the house, yay! No, it doesn't mean anything like that. It, for lack of a better term, sucks. It is really hard, and it's unpleasant. And being able to be in balance with it doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt. It doesn't mean that you lose your ability to have an emotional reaction to it. All it means is that you understand that your reaction is a part of your healing process. It's a part of you moving through those stages of grief. And that you know that ultimately you're going to be okay. You know that, you know, there are people in your life who will stand by you and help you out and take care of you. And sometimes all it takes is reaching out. All it takes is figuring out who are the people who can help you the best with particular situations. And if there are people in your lives that, you know, they're just wonderful and you love them, and maybe they're not the best person to go to in particular, you know, for something, then figure out who is. Get input. You know, check in with your own heart. It's like, you know, do I really feel comfortable about talking about this with this particular person? And if your gut says no, then listen to it. And do not feel that you have to hide it. A big part of moving through, you know, processes like this is that you figure out what is it that you need to hold in your own heart And what is it that you need to share? And when I think about, you know, the situation that I'm going through, that so many are right in there sharing with me, there's a lot of us out there. And I start getting that feeling of being overwhelmed. I focus on what's going to be on the other side of all of this. A little cottage or cabin that's out in the woods where I can have my own little space and I can wake up, you know, to the sounds of nature every morning, surrounded by trees, maybe with a view that, you know, I can see the ocean or a lake or a river. And I can go and I can take a deep breath and look forward to sitting on a little porch and watching the sunset. If I'm in a place where I can't tell myself a good story about where I'm at, I can tell myself a good story about where I figure I can be. And by just focusing on that, making that your reality, that brings in manifestation. It brings in the opportunity, the possibility of something very cool being on the other side of it. No matter how bad something is, and I know there are things out there that are really, really bad, if you can be able to see that somehow on the other side of it, it's going to be okay, then that's half the work right there. That is the big piece of the work. You may not be able to find balance with how it is, but as long as you can look forward and say, you know what, one day I'm not going to be in this space. One day I'm going to be safe and I'm going to be okay, and this is what I would really love it to look like. Being able to shift yourself out of that present space, and if you can't, find a friend who can hold that for you, who can hold that possibility, so that when you need to hear how good it could be, you've got someone you can go to, and they can say, hey, you know what? This is lousy, and you know what? But, you know, on the other side of this, it's going to be all right. You're going to be okay. You're going to be stronger than you ever thought you could possibly be. And you're going to be wiser than you ever anticipated. It's about still being able to realize that at the end of it, there's a gift. And no matter how hard it gets, there is something that is going to make it okay at the end. Even if it's just that you know you can survive it, that these things don't beat you. You don't have to surrender. You know, if you're going to surrender to anything, surrender to the idea that there's stuff you can't control. If you have a spiritual practice, go to that. Be that. Take your comfort from that. I mean, whatever it is, whatever your spiritual practice. And if you have no spiritual practice, it doesn't matter what you believe. Just figure out something to believe in, something that will let you move forward, something that you can tap into for strength. Something that can help you look past where you're at and be able to see the possibility that maybe this thing that you thought, you know, and feel that is so horrible, and it probably is, but that you've had horrible things that have happened in the past. And not only have you survived them, you were able to grow. That one day down the line, you'll go, you know what? Yeah, I went through it. And I survived it. And maybe you're talking to somebody who's deep in it. And you can say, hey, I made it through. So can you. And let's figure it out together. It's these things that happen in our lives that allow us to help others better. Because if somebody else is going through it, for you to be able to look them in the eye and say, I know what this feels like. And I'm here, and it's going to be all right. There's a saying that I've kind of accepted for myself that it's fun until it isn't, and it sucks till it doesn't. And somebody told me that, it's like, wow, you should make a bumper sticker of that. Yes, I will. But the idea is that everything moves in a cycle. It's always forward moving. I could really be, you know, in such a bad place about the idea. You know, we moved when I was young. We were a military family. So it was always about, you know, not setting roots to, you know, you're going to pack up and you're going to move every 18 months or so. And this was our first home. This was a place that had tons of joy and tons of tears and all of those things that made me the person that I am, or were part of the foundation for the person that I am. And to separate all those memories, both good and bad, from the physical structure. Now, do I believe that that house has a spirit in it? Yes, I do. For those of you that sounds like, you know, crazy talk, fine. But to me, it has its own spirit. It has, there's a life to it. And maybe that life is going to be better expressed with a brand new family who will start new memories there, who will be able to move forward. So maybe by giving up the house, I'm helping to save it. I'm letting it step into its potential, because maybe it won't be able to see its full potential with me. But it will with someone. Someone will walk in there and say, oh my God, we love this. As opposed to me walking in and all I see are the things that, you know, wow, I need to do this, I need to take care of that. And, you know, it becomes an obligation. And it doesn't mean that I don't love the memories attached to it. And it doesn't mean that I have to give up those memories. They're mine. No one can take them from me. And no matter where I go, they will be with me. So separating the reality, which is simply that is a place that I will not be living. And I can't even say that I will have lost it, because how can you lose something when you know exactly where it is? I will always know where that house is. It's just that the chapter of my life that involved that house and that structure will come to a close. And it will do so in a wonderful, loving, gentle way that won't be about loss. It will be about moving forward to something very cool. Whether it's a house, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job. A lot of folks have had to make a lot of changes because of their work. You know, the job just is no longer there. And in some cases, you know, it is lost because maybe the company closes down. But if it's just a matter of, you know, leaving that, being able to open up to the idea that something a lot cooler could be waiting, something that gives you more than what the thing that you lost it did. It's about, you know, it's not about being a Pollyanna. It's not about, you know, blindly traipsing around and, you know, with the rose-colored glasses, fiddling while Rome burns and refusing to acknowledge the hard things. It's not about that. It's about acknowledging the hard things and understanding that they're a part of a process. It's about celebrating the cool stuff and understanding that, okay, this is cool until it's not. It's fun until it isn't. And it sucks until it doesn't. And there will always be hard stuff that comes up. And there's always going to be cool stuff that comes up. And they both have their own gifts. They both have their own way of allowing you to be better and stronger and more balanced than you were before that experience. I have experienced the loss of loved ones. And once again, actually, it's difficult to say you lose a loved one because, you know, depending on your spiritual practices, you're fairly certain where they are. They just aren't physically here. And when you think about all the things in your life, you know, looking back, how many times did you face a devastating loss that you honestly didn't feel that you could get past, and yet you did? You found a way. You found a way to find peace with it. You know, those who are in recovery of some kind, whether it's alcohol or drugs or, you know, any type of recovery, one of the key pieces is understanding the fact that the world moves forward. Our lives move forward. I am defined by who I choose to be. I am not defined by what has happened to me. And that's an important thing to remember. So when we look at those blessed bummers that happen in our lives, remember that moment is going to be passing. Something else is coming. And if you can open yourself up to possibilities, you can be able to release what it is that isn't truly yours to hold anymore. And you can do it in a really good way and from a place of love and a place of compassion. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you for being there to witness a part of my journey, a part of my personal journey. Thank you for your thoughts. Anybody out there who is identifying, know that I'm right there with you. Thank you for allowing me to share that, because by sharing it, it allows me to be stronger. It allows me to move forward. I bless each and every one of you for being a part of my universe in that moment that we are together. And knowing that no matter what happens, we will be strong and we will be okay. For those of you who would like to hear more or find out more about me, you can go to www.the-healing-house.com and find out about events and my work and what I do. And if you would like a question addressed on a show, then you can log or email to healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. And that's healinghouseradio, all one word, @the-healing-house.com. So I wish you all blessing. If you're going through one of those great times, I celebrate with you. If you're going through one of those hard times, I'm there with you too. And whether it's laughing or crying, it's all about moving forward. We can be in balance and still have it hurt. The aspect of balance doesn't come from not feeling the pain. It comes from knowing that that pain is going to pass and that something cool is going to happen. And we got to hang in for it, because when we hang in there, that's when we get to the cool part. That's when we get to the gift that the discomfort and the pain is a part of us gaining. Thanks for being with me. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. We will see you next Thursday with another topic. And in the meantime, I wish you all blessings, balance, love, learning, wisdom, hilarious laughter, and peaceful sleep. And I hope that for all of your loved ones. Take care. We'll see you next week. This is Dr. Eileen. Bye-bye.